All right. Hi, guys. My name is Jack Hamm, and I currently attend Highland Park High School. Go Scots. I was born in Nashville, Tennessee, and grew up in a home with loving parents that believed in Christ. As a result of this, I was surrounded by other God-fearing families as well as my own. I learned about Jesus at an early age and wanted to know more about him. After seeing how my parents and their friends lived for Christ, I wanted to make a decision to follow him too. When I was around the age of 6, I decided to give my life to Christ. After deciding to follow Christ, I was still too young to know what that really meant. While I would pray and listen to the Bible stories my parents read to me, I did not know how to follow Jesus or how to pursue a relationship with him. This resulted in my relationship with Christ existing for the sole purpose that I wanted to go to heaven and make my parents happy. It was ultimately more of my parents' faith than it was mine. Then the summer before sixth grade, my life changed. It was that summer at a place called Kanakuk that I realized that my faith was not mine. For the first time, I realized just how amazing it was that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. The fact that God loved me enough to do this despite my sin helped me realize that I wanted to have my own relationship with him. I rededicated my life to Christ, and from this point on, my life began to change. The first couple years of my relationship with Christ was hard. I now lived in Colorado, and though I knew what I needed to do in order to live my life for him, I chose to do other things. I proclaimed that I believed in Christ, yet my actions did not show this. My language was terrible, my thoughts weren't pure, and I cared more about what people thought of me than about my relationship with Christ. This led to a very lukewarm faith that I had until the summer of eighth grade. Once again, I was at Kanakuk, and another experience at camp reminded me that I truly wanted to pursue Christ. However, I didn't have any close friends that were actively encouraging my faith. I began to pray and ask God for a friend to follow Christ with. The months that followed were lonely, to say the least. And while I had many friends, so to speak, I had no one that pushed me to be a better follower of Christ. However, in January of my freshman year, God began to answer my prayer. One day after school, a guy named Angelo walked up to me and asked if I wanted to train with him during the football offseason. We had had our differences in the past, and I honestly really didn't like him. But for some reason, I ended up saying yes. Throughout that offseason, Angelo and I grew closer. At the same time, my youth group in Colorado put a huge emphasis on sharing the gospel. One day, Angelo and I were throwing the football in the gym, and I remember feeling compelled to ask what he believed in. The words that came next were words I will never forget. He looked at me and said, "I don't know, but I know I need Jesus." It was at that moment that I shared the gospel with him and invited him to small group. Over the next month, Angelo came to every single small group and even began going to church. My friend and I even convinced him to go to a conference with us called Dare to Share. That weekend was the best weekend of my life. I sat next to Angelo for the talks, and I could tell he was interested in what the speaker was saying. As the night drew to a close, the speaker gave us time to pray. I sat there praying for forgiveness of my sins and also praying for Angelo. After the speaker asked if anyone wanted to accept Christ, and at the end of the prayer, Angelo turned to me and wrapped me in a hug, crying tears of joy after his decision. From that moment on, Angelo and I began to pursue Christ with one another. After getting home, we both got baptized and agreed to run with one another towards Christ. Seeing how God worked in his life showed me how good God truly is. I had never seen someone's life been changed like his was. I also had never seen God answer a prayer like he answered mine. Seeing how he worked in my life and the lives of others strengthened my faith and increased my desire to follow Christ. Everything was finally going great. However, about 4 months after we became close friends and started pursuing Christ with one another, I was told that I would be moving to Texas that summer. The move was hard on me. I suddenly lacked the security of friendship and accountability that I once had while living in Colorado. I now had to attend a new school, find new friends, find a new youth group, play on a new football team. All of these ended up being a lot harder than I thought it would be, and I found myself struggling with wanting to fit in and with escaping to impure thoughts and pornography. God reminded me of 1 John 2:15, which says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." This verse serves as a great reminder to show that the things of this world do not matter. Wanting to be liked or temporary pleasures pale in comparison to glorifying God and living your life for him. I've joined a new small group since moving to Dallas, which has helped me a lot. The accountability and trust that we have built with one another is amazing and has pushed me to grow in my relationship with Christ. They have encouraged me to give up my desire of people-pleasing as well as helping me through my struggles with impurity. Since I have decided to follow Christ, my faith has had its ups and downs, but God has been faithful to me every step of the way. If you can relate to my story, here's my encouragement to you. While you, like me, may be struggling with lust, loneliness, and people-pleasing, God tells us that his grace is sufficient for you, and that, like Paul, we should boast in our weaknesses, because God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses, that through this, the power of God may rest upon us. Though the satisfaction gained from the approval of others fulfills you for a brief moment, nothing compares to God's love and the joy found in pursuing him. Thanks for listening. Would you